Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others in guiding the understanding of the language of the Bible and its social themes. I also am willing to host Bible study meetings in my local area of Union City. And I would like to have a building ministry. And my ministry's organization's name is God in Christ Purpose Assembly, or GICPAC. For more information about my assembly care, you may go to my website and portal of charleneonline.com. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 31, verse 2. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable at $15 and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled Charlene Stevens. Today's TV special is the BET Honors, tribute to Patti LaBelle and others. Begins at 8, 7 Central. Today is Quincy Jones' birthday. Tomorrow we remember President Andrew Jackson. It's also primary and caucus day. It's an important day because most states will give their presidential choice. Birthdays, we have the state of Maine, Eva Longoria and Sly Stone's birthday. Wednesday, in theaters, Miracles from Heaven. We remember Will Actor Gear, and it's Brooke Burns' birthday. Thursday, we remember Nat King Cole, and it's St. Patrick's Day. It's also Rob Lowe and Tamar Braxton's birthday. Friday is Queen Latifah and Vanessa Williams' birthday. Saturday, we remember David Livingstone, Fred Rerun Barry, Bobby Smith, and Moms Mabley. It's Bruce Willis's birthday on Saturday. And Sunday is the TV special The Passion, narrated or hosted by Tyler Perry. He's going back to his hometown to participate in a live production of Carrying Jesus' Cross. It's also Palm Sunday, and spring begins. It's also Shelton Jackson's birthday. So this is a busy week for faith believers. I believe the Catholics are participating in Ash Wednesday, either this week or next week as well. And then we have Easter,
next Sunday, the 27th. For other community announcements, former Jillian Harris is pregnant with her first child with her boyfriend, former pro snowboarder Justin Basuto. Michael C. Hall married writer Morgan McGregor at New York City's City Hall, February 29th. They began dating in 2012. Tina Fey confirms she and her husband, composer Jeff Richman, are working on a musical adaptation of her 2004 comedy, Mean Girls. Dance Moms alum and Sia's video muse, Maddie Ziegler, will be a judge on So You Think You Can Dance? The Next Generation. It premieres on Fox May 30th. Dolly Parton will set out on a 60-city North American tour this summer. Good Morning America weekend anchor Sarah Haynes and her husband, lawyer Max Schifrin, welcome their first child, Alex Richard, March 5th. Congratulations to Sarah and her new family. Jimmy Kimmel will host the Emmys on ABC September 18th. The comic also presided in 2012. And let's keep former First Lady Nancy Reagan's family and friends in our prayers for our prayer box. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong, I am gentle, I am proud, I am humble, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 31, verse 2. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read-along. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks, and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance, for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, and for the new moons, and for the set feasts, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah, that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things, which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. In the third month they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, and finished them in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the prince came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat, and have left plenty. For the Lord hath blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store." Then Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord. And they prepared them, and they brought in the offerings and the tithes and the dedicated things faithfully, over which Cananiah the Levite was ruler, and Shimei his brother was the next, and Jehiel and Azariah and Nahath and Azahel and Jeremoth and Jozabed and Eliel and Ishmaiah and Mahath and Benaiah were overseers under the hand of Cananiah and Shimei his brother. At the commandment of Hezekiah the king and Azariah the ruler of the house of God. Pausing for a moment, back then, the king and the chief priests worked hand in hand. Sometimes you would find, or communities would be blessed to have a king that believed in the same religion of serving the one and true God. Then other times you had kings who worshipped many gods instead of being monolithic. Then other times you had kings that were atheists, didn't believe in sun gods or weather gods or other gods, and didn't believe in the one and true and living God. But yet they still would seek out assistance or guidance from the leading priests within the given communities that they ruled over. Continuing with verse 14, and Korah, the son of Imnah, the Levite, the porter toward the east, was over the freewill offerings of God to demonstrate or distribute the oblations of the Lord and the most holy things. And next him were Eden and Menahemin, and Jeshua, and Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, in the cities of the priests, in their set office, to give to their brethren by courses, as well to the great as to the small. Besides their genealogy of males from 3 years old and upward, even unto every one that entereth into the house of the Lord, his daily portion for their service and their charges, according to their courses. Pausing for a moment. So back in the day, Catholics or Catholicism would consider these priests to be secular priests. Back in the day, traditional priests were called secular priests, similar to our secular music that we have today. both to the genealogy of the priests by the house of their fathers and the Levites from 20 years old and upward, and their charges by their courses, and to the genealogy of all their little ones, their wives and their sons and their daughters, through all the congregation, for in their set office they sanctify themselves in holiness. Also of the sons of Aaron, the priests, which were in the fields of the suburbs of their cities, in every several city, the men that were expressed by name, to give portions to all the males among the priests, and to all that were reckoned by genealogy among the Levites. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Chapter 32 of 2 Chronicles, beginning with verse 1. After these things and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his prince and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city. And they did help him. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" Also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Milo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, send his servants to Jerusalem. But he himself laid siege against Lachish, and all his power with him, unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, and unto all Judah that were at Jerusalem, saying, "Thus saith Sennacherib, king of Assyria, whereon do ye trust that ye abide in the siege in Jerusalem? Doth not Hezekiah persuade us to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, 'The Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria'? Hath not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, 'Ye shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon it'? Know ye not what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands any ways able to deliver their lands out of mine hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of mine hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now therefore, let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter, neither yet believe him. For no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand, and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of mine hand?" And his servants spake yet more against the Lord God, and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nation of other lands have not delivered their people out of mine hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of mine hand. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to affright them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spake against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man. And for this cause, Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. Thus the Lord said, Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Zechanarib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and prayed unto the Lord. And he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for shields, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn, and wine, and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts, and coats for flocks. Moreover, he provided him cities, and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much. Pausing for a moment, Hezekiah received all of that by himself? No. One who is truly blessed or is a part of the higher earners, socioeconomic status, ordinarily or typically or more often receive blessings from others. And that is how they have accumulated their blessings of abundancy. So it's saying here that God allowed him. God gave it to him. Hezekiah didn't receive it by himself. God did it. This same Hezekiah also stopped the other upper watercourse of Gihon and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works. Again, God allowed him to prosper in all his works. Continuing with verse 31, how about in the business of the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land? God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, and in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. Now Manasseh, continuing with chapter 33, verse 1, was 12 years old when he began to reign. Pausing for a moment, there were many kings who reigned as a child. Some were as young as 7 years old, or 2 years old, they were crowned. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. That's a very long time, folks. But did that which was evil, 55 years of evilness in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars of Baalim, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times, and used enchantments, and used witchcraft, and dealt with the familiar spirit, and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made, in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have anointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinance by the hand of Moses. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto them, and prayed unto God, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. And our last verse, verse 14, for this discussion of chapter 33. Now after this he built a wall without the city of David, on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, and compassed about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord, and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the house high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue beginning with verse 18 of chapter 33 of 2 Chronicles. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@shirleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is Family Bonding Portal at ShirleneOnline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.